Elon Musk just made it way easier for his billionaire friends to dodge their taxes. And ordinary workers like you and me are going to be left holding the bag.
If you're going to play by the rules, you are shouldering the burden of our tax system.
Doge is currently gutting the IRS and plans to ultimately lose 40% of its workforce. And unless you have tens of millions of dollars, this is not as exciting as you think. That's because the IRS agents that are losing their jobs in droves are actually the ones trained to go after rich tax dodgers in particular.
Because no one's been looking, they've been cheating more.
It's a huge conflict of interest when you're saying these agencies are attacking me and then you're going in and taking a chainsaw to them, right?
At the same time, Doge is axing parts of the IRS that help working class people the most.
Now you have an IRS that is unable to be there to answer the call when taxpayers need help.
The Trump administration and Doge may try to pander to the working class with vague promises to abolish income tax.
No tax.
Or to cut one of the government's most hated agencies. But make no mistake, the changes to the IRS are going to shortchange regular working people so that billionaires can stretch the wealth gap to new extremes.
The wealthiest people in the largest corporations pay a lot to highly trained accountants and attorneys who are very good at constructing highly complex corporate structures.
Spencer Woodman is a reporter at the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists who's been covering financial misconduct by the ultra-wealthy since 2017.
A big kind of part of the way that the wealthiest people dodge taxes is that they will find the most arcane and complex corners of tax law to exploit. I mean, that's attractive partially because they know that they will have to have someone in the IRS with a level of expertise that matches their highly paid tax accountants. And historically, that just hasn't been the case. Something like 30% of all taxes unpaid are traced back to the top 1% of income.
Tax evasion by the rich costs the government over $150 billion a year. That number comes from this guy, Danny Werfel, the IRS's former commissioner. He knows a thing or two about how well-paid accountants shield money from the American government.
I think a good one, it's a fancy term, transfer pricing.
Transfer pricing is a common way for rich tax dodgers to lie about where they earn their money. For instance, which country, in order to pay the lowest amount of taxes possible. But the IRS has a division that is supposed to make sure that, like all of us, the rich pay their fair share.
The IRS's Large Business and International Division is the U.S. tax agency's office that polices the largest corporations and the wealthiest individuals.
And that was a unit that was significantly depleted over the years of budget cuts that took place in the 2010s. And as a result, we saw record low audit rates for large partnerships and large corporations.
President Biden tried to fix those audit rates with the Inflation Reduction Act, which invested $80 billion into the IRS, partly to make sure they could go toe-to-toe with the army of accountants employed by the ultra-rich.
The Inflation Reduction Act and the new funding that it provided, that meant hiring more people, that meant hiring more expertise, and that meant investing in more forensics and data science. We were seeing billions of dollars in returns that we otherwise wouldn't have had if we did not make these investments and these improvements.
That all changed with Doge and a wave of probationary employee firings, court reversals, voluntary buyouts, and workforce reduction plans.
The numbers I was able to get from the IRS through a Freedom of Information Act request shows the unit that audits billionaires lost 38% of its employees between February and March of this year. In some cases, these were like incredibly specialized experts, people who understood the ways that petroleum companies use chemicals so that they could, for instance, evaluate the write-offs that they were taking.
You need subject matter experts who understand those industries, how things are valued, how things are depreciated. You need data scientists to better detect forensically whether income is being inappropriately shielded.
Agents I have spoken with there describe that office, at least their teams, as being in a state of near paralysis as kind of management grapples with how to move forward with such a large headcount reduction. Cases on billionaires and other ultra-wealthy individuals are halted or in the process of being closed.
Paring it back creates an incentive for those that were inclined to not play by the rules to get even more aggressive.
That the company is now a convicted felon because of a 13-year scheme to evade taxes.
That means they're shifting the burden of who's funding our government from them to those that are playing by the rules. And that's unfair.
It's worth stating, this does not make fiscal sense either.
IRS agents who audit the wealthiest individuals kind of give the government the best bang for its buck. They're in some cases making millions or tens of millions of dollars in adjustments, in tax adjustments per year.
One estimate said that for every dollar cut from IRS enforcement, it'll cost taxpayers $5 to $7 in revenue. And while DOJ's IRS cuts are encouraging billionaires to cheat their way out of billions in taxes, they're also making it harder for working class people to simply navigate the system. More than 20% of the taxpayer advocate service is expected to go, and cuts are already affecting customer service functions.
Often you don't have any questions, which is great, but sometimes a question might come up. It might come up with respect to a mistake that was made on a W-2. It could come up, unfortunately, that someone steals your identity and has filed a tax return in your name before you filed one.
Scam artists are getting your social security number and address and then stealing your tax refund.
If you can't get through to the IRS, or there's not a trained staff person who can resolve, then you're gonna leave the situation still stressed, still feeling the burden.
Reports say the IRS will also kill the free direct file program that allows taxpayers to file their taxes directly with the IRS, a program that threatened TurboTax's bottom line.
We had tremendous momentum in terms of increasing access and being available to help taxpayers. The issue now is, will that momentum be built on or will it slide backwards?
The National Treasury Employees Union, which represents IRS workers, has been fighting DOGE every step of the way. They've sued over the mass firing of probationary employees and the administration's attempt to strip federal workers of bargaining rights.
I thought corporate America was like this, not the government.
While these issues make their way through the court system, it's unclear if the union will prevail.
For most people in America, they're not running global corporations. They don't have the ability to shield income in favorable international tax jurisdictions. And therefore, the IRS needs to be equal to the task to detect when this type of behavior is occurring, to root it out and correct it. And again, an IRS that can't keep up with that means that the tax system becomes increasingly unfair.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to like and subscribe to get more videos like this one. If you have ideas for stories of what you want More Perfect Union to uncover next, drop us a line in the comments below. Thanks.